Hi, friends, and welcome to day number 70 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. We have reached yet another milestone, 14 full weeks of the Bible in a Year reading plan. If you've been with us since day one, congratulations. If you've been with us since yesterday, congratulations. Hey, if you're just joining us for the first time today, congratulations, because there's no better time than today to start reading God's Word. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, please hit that link that's in the show notes and you'll be brought to a page where you can download it, print it, whatever you want to do. There's also a link on there if you feel so inclined to join the Facebook page dedicated to this podcast. You can click it and then you'll be brought to Facebook where you can like it and then continue the conversation, share any insights, any questions that you might have. It would be a great way for us to continue the conversation online. Well, today your reading plan suggests that you read 1 Samuel chapters 18 through 20, Psalm 70, and Proverb number 8. Today I'll be reading from the World English Bible translation because it is public domain, but you are welcome to use any translation that you are comfortable with. So friends, without further ado, let us jump into God's Word together. 1 Samuel chapter 18. When he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and wouldn't let him go home to his father's house any more. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David, with his clothing, even including his sword, his bow, and his ash. David went out wherever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war. It was good in the sight of all people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. As they came when David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with instruments of music. The women sang to one another as they played and said, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s." Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. He said, "They have credited David with 10,000s, and they have only credited me with thousands. What can he have more but the kingdom?" Saul watched David from that day and onward. On the next day, an evil spirit from God came mightily on Saul, and he prophesied in the middle of the house. David played with his hand as he did day by day. Saul had his spear in his hand, and Saul threw the spear, for he said, "I will pin David to the wall." David escaped from his presence twice. Saul was afraid of David, because Yahweh was with him and had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence and made him captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and Yahweh was with him. When Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he stood in awe of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, for he went out and came in before them. Saul said to David, "Behold, my elder daughter Merab, I will give her to you as wife. Only be valiant for me and fight Yahweh's battles." For Saul said, "Don't let my hand be on him, but let the hand of the Philistines be on him." David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is my life or my father's family in Israel that I should be son-in-law to the king?" But at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, she was given to Adriel, the Maholathite, as wife. Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Saul said, "I will give her to him, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Therefore Saul said to David a second time, "You shall today be my son-in-law." Saul commanded his servants, "Talk with David secretly and say, 'Behold, the king has delight in you and all his servants that love you. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law.'" Saul's servants spoke these words in the ears of David. David said, "Does it seem to you a light thing to be the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and have little known? Does it seem to you a light thing to be the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and little known?" The servants of Saul told him, saying, David spoke like this. Saul said, tell David, the king desires no dowry except 100 foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's armies. Now Saul thought he would make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. When his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law before the deadline. David arose and went, he and his men, and killed 200 men of the Philistines. Then David brought their foreskins and gave them in full number to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, as wife. Saul saw and knew that Yahweh was with David, and Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. Saul was even more afraid of David, and Saul was David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines went out, and as often as they went out, David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was highly esteemed. Holy God, we give you thanks for this day, for this opportunity to be in your word, to hear from your voice, and to have you order our steps. So God, send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate this time, that we might hear from you, and that we might apply those truths to our lives and live according to your will and not ours alone. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Well, as you can tell, ever since Saul was told by Samuel that the kingdom was being torn from him, he's now getting a little bit sour when David is getting accolades. Especially when the girls came out with the tambourines and joyfully singing, saying that Saul's slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul wonders what more can be gibbeted or credited to David except the kingdom, right? God has told Saul that the kingdom would be removed from him and given to someone else. And that someone else is David, the man after God's own heart. So here and elsewhere, we see that Saul gets afflicted with anger and this evil spirit, which, by the way, I don't believe was sent by God, but rather that God allowed to afflict Saul. And it tempted Saul to go and kill David. But God protected David and allowed David to get away each time the spear was thrown at him. We're starting to see that the king is no better than these judges of yesteryear. Here we see a scene being played out that reminds us of the Samson saga in the book of Judges, starting at chapter 14. If you remember the story of Samson and Delilah, Delilah is tempting Samson to reveal his secret as to where his strength came from. And each of those times when Samson told her what the so-called answer or the secret was, she had the Philistines lying in wait to overcome Samson. Now here we see that King Saul has urged Samson to take his daughter Michal so that she might similarly try to do the same thing and overcome David or thwart David from being more loved and more powerful than King Saul himself. And yet, here we go. David continues to prevail because God is with him. Even when Saul sent David to the front lines to battle those Philistines to fulfill that weird dowry of their foreskins, and he said he didn't want a dowry of money, this is what he wanted. Well, David prevails even in that weird transaction that was offered to him. So time and again, we're seeing that King Saul is falling and David is being exalted upward. And this is going to set the stage for God to make that covenant with David that will establish the kingdom of God forever through his lineage. Friends, I hope that you enjoyed today's Bible study on this podcast as we're going through the Bible in a year reading plan. I hope that you might consider inviting a friend to come along on the journey. It's never too late for anyone to join, so now is as good a time as any. I hope that you will come back tomorrow, bring a friend, and I look forward to seeing you then. God bless.